The Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today I'm here with Dave Dantas, the Director of Public Sector Solutions, and Russell Keyser, Senior Director of Corporate Marketing from a company called Pegasystems. Systems. How are you today, gentlemen?
Doing great. Thanks for having us, John. Pleasure
before,
to be here.
Before the show, we're calling it Pega or Pegasystems. Systems. It's kind of an interesting company. I don't think many of my listeners realize what Pegasystems Systems is all about. I think many of my listeners are put in a situation where they're asked to do more with less, their staff's being reduced, and a lot of people are looking at my listeners through very careful little microscope of what they're doing with money and how to control funds. And that's why I want to bring the guys in from Pegasystems Systems and here to talk about their company, about business process management, and about saving money for taxpayers like me. Before we begin, let's Dave, give us a quick background on where you're from and how you wound up here with Pega.
Yeah, John, I've been in the government market for the last 28 years, and I have a particular interest and focused on solutions that enable government agencies to achieve greater efficiencies.
Great. Russell.
From my background, I've been in software for over 25 years, focusing mostly on process efficiency and workflow, so it was a real delight to find Pega.
My show appeals to a whole wide range of people. They look for me on the internet, and if I do a show on VOIP, they listen. If I do a show on information assurance, they listen. If they do a show here on business intelligence and maybe process management, they want to find out what's going on, and that's why people are going to be listening here. Russell, so why should my listeners care what Pega Systems can do? I mean, should they go to your website and visit? I mean, what kind of skills can you bring to a typical listener to the show?
Well, I think the first thing is, first of all, they're more than welcome to come to www.pega.com. But the reason folks are interested in Pega Systems is this unique offering that we have to the market that has been represented best by industry analyst firms such as Forrester and Gartner, who have named us number one in case management, something called dynamic case management, number one in business rules, and number one in process managements. So a real simple way to look at Pega Systems is say it's kind of like three-in-one oil. I'm getting three for the price of one. And it's really a proven way to accelerate your legacy renewal and modernization projects.
Yes, I bought some oil for a chainsaw 2 weeks ago when we had that storm in town here. We had all kinds of adventures in my neighborhood. Dave, you have a blog at Pega, P-E-G-A, Pega.com. And I read your blog, and you talk about federal government overpaying people. And we're talking about these figures I can't even believe. Well, what's the number here?
Yeah, well, over the last year, the number's gotten a lot of visibility. It's actually risen the improper payments to $110 billion. That's one of the biggest issues that the Obama administration is trying to tackle. In fact, back in July, Obama signed the Reduction of Improper Payments Act and Recovery Act, and that's been an area that we're getting a lot of attention, and agencies are looking to us for some of the things we've done, both in public and private sector, to help them address these challenges.
And I think that's if you just listen to what Barack Obama has to say in general, he talks about doing more with less. And one aspect of that, Russell, is taking a look at your budget and finding out exactly where are the loopholes, where are the problems in maybe in sending out money that's not done properly.
Well, that's why you need to have the intelligence of a rules engine to take a look at all the conditions that might apply and be able to have that rules engine govern how work gets done in the agency. It's hard to imagine what the burden we put on human beings to handle changing policies. You know, here's new legislation, here's new rules, and, you know, you want the system to help. Let's let the system help manage those rules and govern the workflow as it's happening.
I think that's the challenge for my listeners is that they're burdened with enforcing many of these regulations, and as soon as they get the one regulation down, bang, it changes. I mean that's very difficult to cope.
Well, you know, we call our software, our technology, build for change. And one of the key things that you want to do is be able to manage dynamic change. And agencies are looking to us to do exactly that, which is to take new policies, new regulations, and new rules and bring them very, very quickly, adapt to the changes as they happen.
Dave, give me an example of an agency you folks have worked with.
Well, yeah, it's quite interesting. We're particularly honored that three of the largest entitlement agencies, Department of Defense, Health and Human Service, and VA, have all selected PEGA to help them with enrollment and eligibility, delivering citizen services more effectively. Now, a great example is the Health and Human Services. They recently enacted a legislation back in March for early retirement reimbursement programs for Medicare, folks who are not quite 65, for them to receive, who are retiring, receive medical care. And they actually, the law was signed in on March 23rd, and on June 29th, the Health and Human Service actually released the application, very large-scale enrollment application, utilizing PEGA technology developed. And it's a real credit to the folks at Health and Human Services, but also a testament of the power of PEGA to be able to deliver applications in 14 weeks and go on live. So it's an issue that many agencies are looking at, and we're particularly proud of that accomplishment.
And I think that's what's interesting about PEGA Systems is that many of my listeners aren't familiar with the company, based in Boston, but the history that they have for the last 27, 28 years is going into situations and looking at business process management, which really what the oversight function is, where the improper payment's coming. You can point right back to business processes here.
Exactly, and when you look at a process, you need to look at it across functional areas, across agencies, and extend the process right out to the constituent. So the process isn't done until the constituent has a good experience when they come to the agency, whether that's on the call center, whether it's on a self-service website, or whether it's with an agent who's been empowered with the right knowledge at the right time in the right place to help guide a situation to the right outcome.
And if large organizations like Blue Cross Blue Shield has worked with your company. I mean, it would seem that that technique, that method should be able to be applied to a wide range of federal agencies as well. When we get back, talk a little bit more about this whole concept of business process management and being efficient with funds. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Dave Dantas, who is the Director of Public Sector Solutions, and Russell Kazeri, Senior Director of Corporate Marketing for Pegasystems.
Federal news and information just got more fun and interesting. Amy Morris joins Tom Temin on the Federal Drive, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Tom and Amy tailor their show for Feds on the Go with usable information from trustworthy and seasoned journalists. You're going to learn, but they also might make you laugh. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have a couple of gentlemen from Pegasystems. We have Dave Dantas, who's the Director of Public Sector Solutions, and Russell Kieser, Senior Director of Corporate Marketing. We're talking about the fast-changing world of regulations and how to keep up with it. Now, Dave, before the break, we talked about not only doing more with less, but trying to handle changing regulations. This is something you guys almost specialize in, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I would say Russell's mentioning our tagline is built for change, and this is probably one of the most biggest issues that the social services agencies are dealing with. How do they keep up with all the changes that occur? How do their systems be able to track these changes, whether it be the healthcare reform, unemployment insurance, all these entitlement programs are going through more change than we've ever seen before? Well, Pegasystems is known for its ability to actually eliminate the manual software coding and capture the requirements to change in a highly visible business model. And so what this means is it allows agencies to bring applications to bear in much more quickly, in a matter of weeks, not months, not years. And that's a big deal right now for these agencies. But much more importantly, it allows the agencies to deliver the intent of the policy. I mentioned the application before regarding Health and Human Services, a great example of an agency that takes advantage of this capability.
You know, Russell, people throw on this term transparent. They talk about being agile and flexible and everything else. It's pretty easy to sit here and me talk about being agile. But out in the real world, I mean, you guys have experience with large organizations having to turn on a dime.
That's absolutely right. It's like, you know, the expression turning the Queen Mary around in the middle of the Hudson River. Can you change a large organization and help it transform? The answer is yes. I mean, as Dave was talking about the example, we've eliminated the specification gap. One of the big problems is change doesn't start the moment you finish the software solution. It actually starts the moment you start to capture the requirements. So we think it's critically important, and we think your listeners have better things to do than write software code. Let's let the system generate the dynamic code. Let's eliminate written requirements. I know that sounds scary, but in our system, we will generate an as-built dynamic document that gives you full governance and audit transparency to what the agreements are, how the business is changing, what the logic is in the software. But by allowing the stakeholders at the agency to use these visual models that they've talked about and capture them right in the system so there's immediate execution of that model, you will eliminate that gap. And if you look at, you know, maybe some of your listeners have had some experience with some modernization projects that didn't go so well, generally it comes back to the fact that what got built isn't what people wanted or needed. And in point of fact, it got delivered so late that the needs have changed. So we need now in government and in computer software programming to get dynamic change. Let's adapt to the requirements as they evolve and engage the people who care. When you engage the stakeholder, they are going to give you the right feedback at the right time to allow you to adapt to what needs to be done, because you're measuring for outcome rather than just looking at the software. You're testing against what makes this software work is when a constituent gets good service at the other end of the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, Dave, I was at PEGA, P-E-G-A.com this morning, and, you know, About Us and Solutions, they talk about case management, monitoring, reporting. And when I think of case management, I think of, I don't know, maybe when I have to go to my parole officer and they have a little folder there, they pull something out. And I think some of my listeners would dream and wish they had something as simple as a manila folder with regulations in it. These regulations are the size of 40 manila folders, and guess what? They're changing so quickly, you couldn't even put them in a folder. I think this is the challenge that we have here. And by the way, staff are being reduced, and the salaries are being frozen. You can't add new people. This is the challenge.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the file folder, that metaphor is exactly, I mean, what essentially PEGA does is take that same principle of a caseworker who has to collect a lot of information. For example, to determine eligibility requires the agency to take a 360 view of the citizen, health records, medical records, tax records, even to sometimes criminal records, to determine, is this the right person to receive the benefit? And that's all about collecting a lot of information. It's basic blocking and tackling, but the system allows the agency to do it very accurately, which reduces improper payments. It also allows them to do it very efficiently, which allows them to deal with reduced staff. And that's really the reason why we've seen a tremendous interest in PEG in the government market, is those are two big deals right now that social service agencies are dealing with.
Speaking of big deals, Russell, you know, Obama doesn't go and force something through like the Improper Payments and Recovery Act because he's got nothing better to do. I mean, he's talked about that and pushed it and got in front of people and he's pushed it through. And so this is a priority whether my listeners want to like it or not.
Right. And if you go and listen to all those improper payments that Dave is talking about, from my perspective, I look at those, each one of those looks like a business rule where you can take all of that conditionality and instead of hard coding it and having it buried, elevate it out into the business rule management system in PEGA and be able to manage all those change. Because every one of those things, I mean, it's not as if people are trying to fraud the government. They're making inadvertent errors that are leading to all these improper payments. And so we want to capture all of that stuff in the business rules and have it guide and govern. And if you consider what your listeners have to do now when there's a change, they got to go find where that business rule was buried deep in code, get a shovel out, and start digging, find that rule or that business logic, recode it, and then bury it again. And we don't think that you can be agile with that amount of manual updates to change. You need to elevate the layer of business logic and empower the stakeholders to make those changes and to deliver a new dynamic kind of case management, which we think takes you to a whole new level of service.
Dynamic case management. We'll take a quick break, and what we're going to do is after the break is maybe get some specifics here and talk about the folks over in the Pentagon there and talk about what you've done there and maybe some wins. So the listeners maybe can take these theoretical things like dynamic case management and say, oh, so this is what it does for me. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we're in the studio with Dave Dantas, the Director of Public Sector Solutions, and Russell Kazeri, Senior Director of Corporate Marketing.
In Depth with Francis Rose, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Want to know how Congress is affecting your agency's staffing and budget? Want to learn more about the relationship between your agency and its contractors? In Depth helps you become a better manager by exploring the best ways to manage projects, manage your workforce, and manage yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Got two gentlemen in the studio here today from the Pegasus Corporation. We have Dave Dantas, the Director of Public Sector Solutions, and Russell Kazir, Senior Director of Corporate Marketing. Boy, I'm blowing that name, huh? Not very good.
If you're going to do it again, Pegasus Systems rather than the Pegasus Corporation.
Pegasus Systems, great.
Thank you, John.
You know, before the break, Dave, we talked about a whole bunch of different theoretical situations where you're trying to do improved business process and everything else. And many of my listeners are thinking to themselves, well, give me a specific example. Can you give us a good specific example that we can really sink our teeth
sure.
into here?
Yeah, you know, we talked about Pega has traditionally has helped very large organizations address these issues. There's no larger department in the government than the Department of Defense, and they've chosen to use Pega, select Pega, for all their medical and dental enrollments for the enlisted members. So this is obviously a very large population. It's quite interesting because their eligibility determination includes 200 rules. It's very sophisticated what's involved with determining eligibility for the enlisted. And to go along with that, once the folks retire, we're working with the Veterans Administration, where they process 40 million claims a year, and they've selected Pega to help them address that and to try to, again, reduce improper payments and make them more efficient.
So, dude, he's got 20 million people and 200 rules. That can kind of complicate, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really kind of remarkable as we look at the complexity which involved. And in many cases, agencies are still relying on manual techniques. And that's kind of what's driving the improper payments really high. That's a big cause of it. And that's really why the business rules technology is so important for agencies to utilize if they want to address improper payments.
Now, Russell, Pegasus Systems has been involved in this for decades, and they've learned a lot of lessons in the commercial world with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, other large organizations. And so a lot of these lessons can be applied to the federal area, can't they?
Absolutely. And again, when you combine dynamic case management, business rules, and process management, you get a new kind of synergy. Just to say one example, Medco, which is a Fortune 35 company, they have been using Pega now for a while, and they disclosed that they would cut one-third of a $3 billion labor cost out of their operations. And that's the level of cost takeout that comes from reducing IT complexity that we think it's ripe for agencies. Other examples, if you look at healthcare payers and providers, let's start talking about collaborating across functional area. Payers and providers are credentialing and authorizing benefits compliance and offering next-generation services like care management. Let's move beyond just giving out pills and treatments and proactively going to the members of the healthcare plan and giving proactive care management to them. So it's a nice combination of rules and case and process coming together. Other examples in insurance, if you're looking to cut costs and improve outcomes, insurance carriers want to segment the risk for smarter underwriting. And then they want to manage the claims and cut even more cost out of processing them. And that's what comes when you can automate the work and remove the manual intervention for rule exception. Banks are doing it too. Now, banks, obviously, you want to take care of your back office process, but it's the quality of customer service when someone comes into a branch or goes to a web or talks to someone in the call center. Having consistent service across all those channels is so critical. Yeah, that's where the banks are growing their customer retention and acquisition.
You know, well, my listeners don't worry about customer retention. They worry about citizens. And President Obama talks about engaging with citizens, and I think this is one aspect of engaging with citizens. I mean, citizens want, of course, what's due them under their medical benefits, but they don't want money to be wasted, do they?
Yeah, no, I think there's a two parts to that. The agencies need to be able to be fiscally responsible, operate their budgets, but also at the same time, there's a focus on the actual recipients. You know, one of the areas that we're focusing on this technology is on multi-channel enrollments. How do agencies better be able to reach out to citizens? So whether it be traditionally via phone or fax, but now more and more citizens are using the web and using multiple channels. And how do agencies provide consistency when they're getting information via web, via email, via phone, or field office? And one of the things that PEGA has done very nicely is enable the agency, independent of channel, to be able to provide some level of consistency through the whole delivery process. This multi-channel enrollment, again, is a critical area of technology.
So, Russell, is multi-channel, is this what the three-in-one oil analogy is all about?
Absolutely. You need to bring dynamic change and the proof of your ability to adapt to changing business and changing government regulation is to be responsive, and not just responsive, but predictive, so that you can anticipate what the citizen is going to ask next. You want to provide a service that eliminates all the different distractions and recommends the next best action that the citizen or the agency should take. Because we have a common goal here, which is to get the benefit delivered with the least amount of cost and the most amount of efficiency, but also let's make it a positive experience so that people are informed and feel that they've been adequately served and with good transparency and communication all across the board.
You know, when you hear a word like predictive analytics, it sounds almost like advanced math or some kind of a calculus. But what it is basically is just the ability to generate reports based on past activity and trying to predict how future activity can respond to that situation.
Well, that's an interesting point. We've actually taken it a step further. Traditional predictive analytics gives you hindsight and a little bit of rear view mirror, if you will, and you'll be able to take those predictive models and bring it into process. We've taken it to the point where we can adapt in real time to predictive models that the stakeholders can own. So we think that that's an extremely important opportunity that we have to bring the insight and the foresight, not just the hindsight, to that citizen interaction. It's very exciting.
And, you know, David, we talked earlier about this analogy, speaking of analogies, of a paper folder. I mean, this is like a paper folder. When talk about 200 rules. I mean, if I pulled a paper folder and I had to get another list of paper rules, I think the rules might be longer than the folder itself. So you have to adapt to a more flexible system.
And we've looked at some agencies, have looked at, for example, unnamed agency, 40% of their claims are erroneous. And the people are doing the best job. They're trying to do their best, but the complexity is too high. So I think agencies now, I've cited a few of them who are employing the PEGA technology, are going to need to look at the business rules capability and be able to bring that in order to address the issue.
Russell, give us the website again and maybe talk about your own blog there, huh?
www.pega.com, and I generally blog on industry events that affect people who are committed to change, because really that's what's at work here, is we provide that base technology platform. And if people want to improve how things are done, cut costs, improve the process, and do it in a collaborative and continuous manner, then this is the platform that they should take a look at.
We're going to have to end this interview. We're running out of time here. We've been talking about business process management, saving money for the government, and ultimately saving money for all the citizens like me who don't work for the federal government to make the processes more efficient. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guests, Dave Dantas, Director of Public Sector Solutions, and Russell Keyser, Senior Director of Corporate Marketing. Thanks, gentlemen.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
Do you know someone who's done something outstanding in the field of human capital management? Nominate them for Federal News Radio's second annual COSI Awards. Together, we'll call attention to what may be a best practice in government. Anyone can be nominated, career, political, and contractor, working in the HR field. The award is named after Mike Causey and his lifelong dedication to the reporting of management and federal pay and benefit issues. To nominate someone for the Causey Awards, go to federalnewsradio.com, search award.